Oh, hello. Oh, please don't beg for your life already. It's as if it's a foregone conclusion. I appreciate being brought in front of me. Cersei Lannister, Queen Regent, can be a little intimidating. It seems I have a reputation for stepping over the cocks of men. Oh, a little bravado. That's sweet. But see, you're as frightened of me as everybody else is. And the reason I don't flinch in front of men like you is because I was brought up. Tywin Lannister does not play games. I was brought up with two brothers. And a fuck or be fucked attitude, so. Seriously, did you think I was gonna just drop my panties when I saw you and you played on your oh so good looks? See, I could kill you. I could have you hung out to dry. Have the crows pick what's left off your bones. Or my ladies grow restless. And I lack for a little fun. So, all these ladies here haven't seen a good cock for quite some time. So clothes off. Let's go. I'm sorry. Don't mistake that for a request. If you don't, I will have you chained, and I will have my guards do it for you. Oh, wait, they used to be your comrades. Even more humiliating. Now, this poor girl over here really needs a good pussy licking. What do you say? Ready to taste some? Oh, wait, that's right, you don't get a fucking choice. It's either that or you die. And you know, I can be very creative. Very creative. So, head down between her legs. Oh, that's it. Look at that cock, ladies. Look at it twitch. I think he likes a little bit of female domination. I thought he was all man, but maybe he's just. Maybe he likes to take it now and again. Well, you never know with these big men. Away at war that time with all those men. You'd think he'd crave pussy, but maybe he's had a little much too cock. Now I don't think you're quite entering into the spirit of it there. Get your face down between her legs, right in there, and lick her pussy until she comes. Nice ass, by the way. I think maybe we'll be testing a few limits with you today. In fact, I'm pretty sure all your training didn't prepare you for all these ladies who need fucked. And if you're very, very lucky, I may let you fuck me. Oh, that's it. Fuck her with your tongue good. That's it. Ladies, I think he needs someone to play with his cock. That's it. Give him a little play. Keep him hard. I think we need to keep him on the edge for hours and hours. It's going to be such a good fucking boy for us, isn't he? We can keep him as a pet if you'd like, girls. Yeah? There's so many women who need servicing that, well, you're not going to have much time for thinking about anything. And if you don't do as you're told, well, you're going to lose something. Whether that's your life, first of all, or just, you know, a few pieces of your anatomy. Of course, we'll keep the ones we need until we're done with you and we're finished. Oh, I do believe my little pussy is, quivering. Oh, that cock, look at it. Now, that girl over there needs fucked, and that one needs her pussy licked. So, lay down, She's going to straddle you, and she's going to straddle your face. We're going to wear you out. Now, arms out. You've got two hands, a cock, and a mouth. There needs to be a pussy on all of them. Dirt. Oh, I'm sorry, I can't hear you. There seems to be the most gorgeous pussy straddling your face. That's it. Make him worry a little bit for his breath. That's it. It's going to be a good little fuck toy. It's going to be a very, very good toy. He's going to fuck and lick and finger until, well, he can't move. Oh yes, that's it. You have no idea the things that we're going to do to you. These ladies locked up here on their own. My handmaidens, my carers, my maids. They don't get fucked properly, not by a man like you, not by a man. That big cock. You will fuck every time they want you. You will give them what they want, or I will have you strung up. You see, you'll always be under the threat of dying, but sometimes that might be an easier way out than what we're going to do to you. We're going to make you fuck day and night. And if you can't, let's say, keep us all satisfied, then maybe we'll have grandmas to give you a little something to help perk you up. Yes, keep you rock hard for hours and hours as they ride you and milk you of every last drop of your cum. So, and if you're a good boy, if you're a very good boy, eventually I might let you fuck me. I may bend over for you and have you fuck me. Do you wonder who or how many men have been fucking me? Oh, I know you know the rumours. But I wonder if you're any better than them. You'd better be, because if you're not, then I will have no use for you, and I will discard you like I discard everything that doesn't please me. Of course, I may keep you on a chain for my ladies. I haven't decided yet. But I'm going to come playing with my little cunt right now as they ride you and take their fill. My dear, please get off his face. I'd like him to watch. Watch me come. Watch me come. These ladies aren't finished with you yet, so don't you dare come. I know the thought of, well, the look of me coming is probably a little too much for you. But if you come, there will be serious punishment. And I'm not talking just a spanking or just a little torture. You have no idea what I have planned for you. I'm going to come all over my fingers and I'm going to smear it all over your lips and you're going to taste it. Oh, fuck. Oh, I miss Jamie. I did not just say that. There's a man who knows how to fuck, and I wonder if you can be better. Because if you're not and he finds out you're fucking me, you're in trouble. Oh, look at you. Still hard and they've come all over you. But you have, what, 4 or 5 more women to satisfy before you can leave. Look how hard you are, straining desperately not to come. What will it be? Will you aspire to fuck me and maybe get yourself killed in the process? Or will you not satisfy my girls and I'll kill you anyway? Ah, oh, such a conundrum. What's a man to do? What's a man to do but keep on fucking? Because if you don't, imagine the consequences.